Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your endeavors to make, if possible, everyone happy. What is not quite clear for our delegation now is we have this overriding purpose to reach common understandings on elements of human control over critical functions and so on. How do we elaborate this in the three proposed work streams? So not that we oppose the ideas behind these work streams. I think for the legal work stream, it's pretty obvious. Whenever you want to start a norm setting process, you look first what is already there in the law and where are the gaps, of course, because that's the purpose of such an exercise. So we don't have a bone of contention with this endeavor. Of course, usually this is done not by the states. I mean, the states, they usually work on the basis of such a compilation provided by an authority over those things. I mean, we are blessed to have on IHL the ICRC. It can be academic. It was the ILC for many of the negotiations of new treaties and so on. So I think there we might find something. And certainly, I want to support the Holy See, because we should, we have to deal with the ethical aspects. And usually, until now, we did this in combination with the legal issues. So I think that's a good idea to add legal and ethical things. But it is not quite clear how we can discuss the main topic, this whatever you want to call it, human machine relationship, human control, and so on, which certainly has a legal aspect. And that continues, of course, we can add, and that's a minimum here under legal in paragraph 17 and 21, because 21 is what we have in your conclusions on those things. On the technological side, it's not very clear what would be discussed there with regard to 21. And then we have 21 mentioned with regard to the military work stream. And then comes the big question, how do we have a cohesion there? We cannot separate, certainly, totally these aspects that really exist of a different nature. So my question is, how will we make sure that we will really discuss and come to a common view, if possible, or at least an appraisal of the different views on this issue of the elements of human control when we use these three work streams, or whether it would not be easier to have a separate work stream on human control that facilitates the cohesion, that we look at the issue from all angles. So I think there's something where we need some enlightenment, because after all, that's what is, after having listened to all the interventions, the main issue for us. I think it was interesting to listen to my New Zealand colleague, who had a number of proposals here. I think we would have to see it in written. It sounded attractive, but I just want to bring up the last paragraph. I think there something is missing there when we say and use these as a basis for its report for the consideration of the 2021 Sixth Review Conference, because we are not in 2020, we are in 19, and certainly, as it has been always the case, we also have to report to next year's meeting of high contracting parties. So I would suggest that we include this here for its report to the 2020 meeting of high contracting parties, as well as the report for the consideration of the, as it is written here. And the real concern certainly is when we do not report anything next year, it will be hard to achieve real progress. I think we have to harvest as quickly as possible, at least to try to achieve something within a year. And then we can build on this. Finally, my delegation doesn't really understand what it means here and operational frameworks, because operationalization is done by states. So for example, the guiding principles, they have to be operationalized by states. The GGE cannot operationalize this. So we would be very interested to learn what is meant by this before having to take any position on this. Thank you.